T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, rolling along this morning at 10:28 in the a.m. Good to be joined by my friend Paul Savage this morning, and another one of my old friends, Dennis, joins us at 8:06, 9:12:40. You know what? We're the answer to the question, how many old guys does it take to screw in a light bulb? 3 of us. That's about the truth of it. Dennis, how are you this morning?
We're doing fine. It's good to hear old Savage again, and I've got a question for him. But as far as McGuire being a manager, I don't see why not. What would be the problem?
Right.
All of these.
I'm with you.
All these players get caught with PEDs. They take their 80-day suspension. They come right back and play again. Ask Bonifacio. Yeah. So why would it be a problem with a guy sitting on the bench?
You're right. In fact, you bring that up. That's how really things have changed the most. I mean, although I don't know, what do we think of Robinson Cano now? I mean, and I'll ask you, Dennis, what's your view of Robinson Cano? When you think of Robinson Cano, do you think of a perennial all-star at second base, a hitting machine, a Yankee, a Mariner, or do you think of him as an 80-day PED user?
No, I think of him as the great baseball player he is, and he got he got caught, and he's serving his suspension, and come right back and go right at it again. Now,
all right.
If he comes back and he can't play anymore, I'll be mighty pissed off because he was one of my favorite players. He makes the game look so easy out there at second base but now he's just a guy that got caught serving his time, come back, start all over. That's why I think McGuire, if they want him as a manager, fine, no problem with me. Now, Savage.
Yes, sir.
A question for you. Since you're an insider, you got the answers. Give me the ins and outs of this new assistant basketball coach. I've got to know. I'll hang up and listen.
The new ins and outs of the are you talking? Hold on, is it who? The assistant.
I didn't. Oh. Was he talking about? Was he talking
football or that? Well, I'm not sure what he was. Was it Wichita State basketball? Dennis, call back.
Well, if he's referring to Wichita State basketball, I think they got a good one. I know him. I was going to say well. I don't know him well, but I know him, he's a very familiar a guy to many of us who were in and around the Valley for so many years. He was Greg Lansing's right-hand man for many years at Indiana State. That was always my favorite staff outside of Wichita State was the staff at Indiana State. Really liked all of those guys a great deal and respected them. Really, I really did respect them a lot. And then Lou obviously comes back into the program or back into the connection with the old Valley now with Wichita State 1 year removed after going with Chris Jans, who left from Wichita State to take over at New Mexico State. Then Lou left Indiana State to go to New Mexico State, was there for a year, now comes back to the fold at Wichita State, and I think will be a great compliment for Greg Marshall. I really do. And obviously Greg thinks the world of him because he wouldn't hire somebody that he didn't have a lot of faith in. And so, you know, there you go. And I think that they've got a guy that'll be there for a while. I think Lou will hang in there and will be a good coach and will be a great advocate and a good sounding board for Greg Marshall. And I think he'll be a good recruiter, too. I really do. Great guy. Great guy, I can tell you that.
Now here's
really good guy, and we'll see how he evolves at Wichita State. It's certainly at a different level than he has coached at, most prominently with Indiana State and New Mexico State over the last few years.
Yes, and here's the thing that let me just add on to what you have said, and that is we all expect coaches from Wichita State to go find better jobs. Now let me just put it this way: why is that happening, Bruce? It's because there's success. Good good basketball programs will ship off good coaches to other programs. And by the way, the last coach that left, it was a personal thing. It was the desire to go to Dayton. Who heard there was a personal friend? We said just earlier in his show.
Yeah, I hear you, but that bugged me a little bit, Paul. To be honest with you,
did it really?
That bugged me. Yeah, and I don't know the circumstances. I have not talked to Greg, so I don't know the circumstances of it. But I don't know. I mean, when you leave somebody 2 days before the opening of a recruiting period, like I said, maybe Greg was very well aware of it, and he had checked and he had signed off on it, and there was nothing more between it. But the outside appearances, whether you know someone or not, I didn't like it. I didn't like that too much. Hmm. That's just my own personal feeling.
Well,
I mean, you're 2 days before the opening of a recruiting period. Come on.
No, I get that.
And granted, you're talking about, you know, 2 years down the road, not necessarily next year. That pretty much is in bed. That's been taken care of. But still, I don't know. That bothered me a little bit. So it goes.
Well, it's just going to be part of the situation with a successful basketball program that Gate.
Sure.
He is certainly not the first to leave, and he is certainly not going to be the last to leave. That's what happens when you have success. Coaches want to come play for a guy like Coach Marshall. That's what guys want to do. That's how they get ahead. And so,
sure.
I mean, it never surprises me to see guys leave. It just doesn't surprise me. And we've seen guys go off and have great success. And it's a compliment to Marshall, and it's a compliment to this Wichita State basketball program.
Well, and Greg has always been about helping the guy out. I mean, it worked for him. He always has, and one of the many things I love about Greg is that he never forgot ever, and doesn't to this day, where he came from, what it was like to scrape as a young coach coming up, trying to to get himself noticed and be in positions to succeed and to have people that can help him get up the ladder. He always did it the long way, the hard way. He was always very loyal to places that he coached and people that he coached with. He expects the same in kind from those that work with him now, but he has always been, from Jump Street, a guy that's about, this is a great reflection of me and my program and our program to have guys go out and succeed. And it is. It's a great thing to have that coaching tree producing so many different guys. Now, Donnie Jones wasn't necessarily one of those guys in a typical fashion. I mean, he was a guy that had been a head coach, you know, in his own place and a couple of times, and he wasn't someone that Greg developed and cultivated. But think about the guys that he did. And those guys are all over the country right now. I mean, so it's great. It's a great thing for Wichita State. Really is. And it's a great thing for Greg and for the program. But I think Lou will be, I think he'll be a very welcome addition to that staff. And he knows. I mean, he and Chris Jans were very, very close. Remember Chris was at Illinois State and, you know, they're Iowa guys and this, that, and the other thing. So, I mean, so he comes in with a very good, firm understanding of the challenges of coaching at Wichita State and the pressure of coaching at Wichita State.
Yeah. Well,
because let's face it, there's pressure. So,
well, and let's face it, there is a ton of he has a ton of experience at the Division I level, which is huge. So, I mean, there's he's probably seen it all. So this is a good hire for this time of the year. I think this is a fine hire.
Oh my god!
And it comes down to
any time of the year.
And Dennis, I guess in essence, the best thing I can say is, if you trust Greg Marshall. If you trust Greg Marshall as to the direction of this basketball program, and if you trust Greg Marshall to do what's right and what's best for this basketball program, then you've just got to say, I believe in you. I believe that Lou Gudino is going to be the greatest hire that he can find at this moment for this program. And that's sort of where I'm at right now. I have no reason to believe that this is not going to be a great hire. Most of these hires turn out to be pretty darn good for Wichita State.
Yeah. Paul, and I think, and Shane and I have talked about this, I think that if you got Greg and sat him down and had a cold one or two and just talked, I think that he is probably really excited and about the kind of, it's not starting over because the what you've built at Wichita State to a large degree continues to help you keep it alive by allowing you to recruit better players and athletes. So Wichita State's not starting fresh. Well, they're not starting anew. They're starting fresh. They've got all of these young players, but look at the level of players that they have brought in. And he's got one established star coming back in Marcus McDuffie. Other than that, he's got kind of this blank canvas to paint on. And I think that would be really exciting for someone like Greg, who has had all of this success, and but now gets kind of a fresh start with a very young basketball team. I think that can be invigorating in a lot of different ways, having some unknown. And I think that Greg probably does have some unknown this year, don't you?
Oh, yeah, and that's a beautiful way of putting it because, let's face it, it gets boring winning championship after championship after championship.
Mm.
Oh, I was being
No, it doesn't.
I was being sarcastic, by the way.
No,
but,
it doesn't.
But the point
is... Yeah, I hear you on that. The goal is to always win and win a title first. That doesn't get boring. But I do think that that coaches enjoy the kind of challenge of reshaping another young basketball team in his own image. Wichita State has always been cast in the image of Greg Marshall, but they've had great players that have been mature over the last 4 or 5 years, or that, you know, that have been able to lead, and you kind of knew what you were going to have with that team. Well, you don't know what you're going to get. You know what you know is there's going to be some interesting surprises. There could be a couple that maybe leave you a little disappointed. There may be some that are going to leave you over the moon. Who knows? Because this is a young, talented basketball team. It's a highly regarded recruiting class. They've got a lot of really good players. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be put a lot of wind in the sails of this program.
Mm-hmm.
Might they have some growing pains
right
early on?
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you
but
know,
that's
they
kind
will
of exciting. But Paul, I think that can be kind of exciting in its own way.
I like the way you have phrased it. By the way, you just described every high school coach in America. That's what they do.
Well,
seniors end up playing,
yeah,
and you start over and mold. You know, this is nothing wrong with it. There is a special pleasure for a coach to take a kid and mold him into being the best he can be.
Right.
And I'm telling you, you're exactly right. There is a kick to that. I'm not going to lie to you. It is a
yes
lot of fun.
Yeah, the difference is the success of the program over 8 years or so has provided them better players to start with.
There you go.
He's not starting
That's
with
it
players that is like, hell, I don't know what I got.
That's it.
I mean, you know, he's starting with players that he knows can be pretty damn good.
Well said.
The question is,
yeah,
how quickly can you get them there?
Right.
That's what makes it so interesting this season, and I'm looking forward to it. 10:42, a break. We're back in a moment. Savage and Hurdle with you on this Tuesday edition, Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.